Howdy. Well, as we get closer to Easter, I think an awful lot about sacrifice and what Jesus did on the cross for us. And in my years and years of study, I actually went to Ozark Christian College, and this is kind of my my focus, really, was the Gospels. And a lot of the professors that I had, they recognized this, that I was a student of the Gospels, many of them actually called me. And when you graduate, somebody on your behalf speaks for you about what kind of student you were, what kind of person you are. And that was one thing that came out of that, was that he's a student of the Gospels. And mostly because I knew at a very young age that there was this God and there was Jesus, and I kind of didn't know what that was all about. But I was also a real skeptic when I was young. And so I wanted to learn more about what is this. And so I actually became a scholar of the Bible before I became a Christian. Not a scholar per se, but a studier of the Bible before I became a Christian, because I wanted to know the truth. And so over the years, this sacrifice has just really kind of embedded me. What does that mean? What does that mean? You know, because Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice, but unless you understand why, we tend to compare it to the sacrifices that we give in our lives, because we don't know the full meaning of what he did in his. For example, I'll do something special for Janelle, and I'll take all day to do it, to get this thing ready, like a delicious meal, or, you know, setting up this big date, and, you know. So I've sacrificed all this time for Janelle, you know, and hoping I'll get something in return. Guess what? It's not a sacrifice, is it? No, it's a purchase. It's an exchange, and it's not based on love. It's based on what am I going to get in return, you know? It's just not right. And so in more of the study of the sacrifice and this giving, it doesn't require simple love or expecting something in return or kindness. It requires obedience. It's like, holy cow, I'm really bad at that. If you've seen my cooking, you know I don't follow recipes. I throw everything in a pot and everybody says, wow, this is delicious. I go, I don't know what I did, but well, give me your recipe. I have no idea what it is. I really can't do it again. But it's just obedience to what God desires for us. And so when we sacrifice what God desires of us to him, we don't do it because he demands it of us. We don't do it to expect something in return, because guess what? We've already got that. Christ already sacrificed us. We do it because we love him, but more importantly, because he loves us. And man, you know, if that doesn't hit you right here, I'd spend some time on my knees maybe a little bit today and think, God, wow, you paid the ultimate sacrifice for me, and I don't deserve it, you know? If you knew me, you know I don't deserve that. Well, guess what? He does know you, and he did it anyway. So every day I think about that. And sometimes it brings me to my knees, and sometimes it brings me to tears too. So this morning I want to share that meaning, my knees and my tears, but mostly what these elements represent of that shed blood, of that flesh that was ripped off his body, because he loved us.